Johnson's podcast. This semester, we have been hard at work creating an episode dedicated to our school's namesake, Mr. Joey Johnson. We have everything from student interviews to original poems and even a wrap of our school mission statement. Trust me, you won't want to miss any of it. Let's dive in.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Piper, a fourth grader at Joey Johnson. This is a poem I wrote about Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, you are a bus driver. Mr. Johnson, you are a teacher. Mr. Johnson, you are a dad. Mr. Johnson, you are a coach. Mr. Johnson, you are a best friend. Mr. Johnson, you are a trailblazer.
The man behind our school name, Joey Johnson, was a trailblazer. He was a bus driver, a teacher, a coach, a father, and a friend who spent 36 years in Round Rock ISD.
He and his wife were both educators in Round Rock, first attending the Hopewell Negro School. As a student, Mr. Johnson later served as principal of the same school. He saw the school and the Round Rock community through desegregation in 1966 and took a job as a teacher again to serve his students and community.
He touched the lives of many in his time in education, including his own son, Joe Douglas Johnson.
Mr. Joey Johnson retired in 1986. He was recognized as a Round Rock local legend in 1991. He later died on March 2nd,
1994. In 2015, Round Rock ISD's newest elementary school, our school, was named after Mr. Johnson, the first African American to have a school named after him. In Round Rock ISD, we are honored to carry on Joey Johnson's legacy as a trailblazer each and every day.
Hi, I'm Kara, and I'm a fifth grader at Joey Johnson. There is no other school like Joey Johnson. Our interactions go beyond the traditional roles in schools. We seek to become the best version of ourselves, creating a lasting legacy through the transfer of our learning experiences into positive world impact. We will leave the school with the legacy, but for now, I'm going to enjoy the time I have here. I love the school a lot, but there are some things that make it better. Our walls are made out of glass to allow us to see outside of the classroom, and for visitors, they can easily see inside. We have and do many things that other schools don't naturally get, like Project Lead the Way, which is a technology science thing and is really fun to do. Another cool thing is that our school structure is designed to look like technology companies like Dell. We always interact with each other, so we can say that our school is a connecting school, where we don't just stay compacted together in a classroom. We always work with kindergarten and first grade. Not every day, but it happens. One thing I really enjoy is the amphitheater. It's a relaxing place and very calming, and once in a while, our class will read outside in the amphitheater. We also have our own school garden. Our plants are fresh and grow well. Once they're done, we get to buy our vegetables at a farmer's market. Something else that's cool is this year, we had our very first Joey Johnson talent show, all produced by fifth grade. The talent show was to raise money to go to a place called Stunt Ranch, which can kind of help you with science and do really cool things like stunts, obviously. But either way, everyone was amazing at the talent show and put a lot of effort into being there. Everything we do is for a purpose. We never grew up to do it. This school helps us. It's our home, and in this home, we help each other to make it a better future.
Trailblazers will become the best version of themselves, creating a lasting legacy throughout transfer of their learning experiences. into a positive world impact. This has been Peace Out.
Hey, it's Sanaya again, back with how I feel about Mr. Jonby Johnson. Oh, Mr. Johnson, you made this school with pride. You were a coach, a teacher, a principal, and a friend, and a bus driver. Those people that were Mr. Johnson's best friend and his son, Joe Douglas. Some cool things about this school is that there is glass walls that you can open. We also have a big garden. Come check it out.
Hey guys, I'm here with fifth grade student Amari Scott. Hey Amari.
Hey Miss Sanchez.
How's it going today?
Good.
Good. So talk to me, what is your favorite thing about Jonby Johnson, the school?
I like PE because we do lots of fun things over there.
Cool. What's your favorite part of our building?
Front entrance.
You like the front entrance? What do you love about it?
It's just really big, you know, huge space.
What is your favorite project that you've done at school, either this year or last year?
The water bottle campaign.
Tell me about the water bottle campaign.
Well, we did, we made this poster. I tried to convince people to start using reusable water bottles instead of disposable. So people could stop like throwing them in lakes and rivers and lead to the ocean.
Oh, wow. So did it work?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I see in our class, we have a lot of people who bring reusable water bottles every day. Well, thanks for joining me today, Amari. Have a great day.
Hello, my name is Zara, and I'm a fifth grader that goes to Jonby Johnson Elementary School. This is a really great and unique school, in my opinion. I remember the first day of school. It was very different from other schools. All of the bright colors and sunlight inside made the school happy and pretty. We did many cool things. For example, the derby race. We got to design and build our own cars made out of recycled materials and raced our designs with the whole school. That was very fun. We also had a garden. We did a party with vegetables and kite flying. That was also fun. Right now, we are actually having our first annual JLJ Got Talent show. I'm excited for how that turns out. This is a really cool school.
Hey, I am here with Sebastian, a fifth grader here at Jonby Johnson. How are you doing, Sebastian?
Good.
Good. So talk to me, what is your favorite thing about Jonby Johnson, the school?
It's not the same as other schools. It has like glass doors and a lot of technology.
So what is your favorite like physical part of our building?
Common space, because it like has like really cool like couches.
So what is your favorite thing that you've done here at Jonby Johnson?
Project Lead the Way. Last year we did like we went to Mills Pond and we like got all like we got a sample of the water and we found some like really cool like fruit thing or something.
Oh, that's cool. So you got to do some cool investigations in your community.
Yeah.
What are you taking with you to middle school? What have you learned here at Jonby Johnson?
How to communicate with people better.
Do you feel like you've gotten stronger in that?
Yeah.
Sebastian, it's been an honor to have you on. It's been an honor to have you as a fifth grader here at Jonby Johnson. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us and celebrating our second year at Jonby Johnson. We are Jonby. We will leave a legacy.